Hey, good morning, everyone, or good day. Happy Sunday. Come on in. It's March 19, 2023. Sunday, praise God. Yeah, come on in. Here we are down at the Legion West Vancouver, Legion 60. And I'm here to... We're going to discuss today... Tell you the subject soon while everyone gets in. Yeah, Dave, that's fine, Dave. Yeah, put your coat on the couch or the chair, sorry. Whatever, it's not, I don't do structure here, I do word. Okay, we're just gonna wait a couple minutes for everyone to get inside here. I just want to say thanks to everyone for the listens, the participation, getting a lot of messages. People contacting me, that's good. For the record, I'm a CPA. Nickname's Powerhouse Jesse Tree. I come from a place of abundance here. All right. You're safe here. You're protected here. There's trust. There's integrity. You'll find solace and peace. Okay, I'm going to go, man. I'm jacked right up. I'm jacked right up. So... Man, Jesus loves us all the way we are, all right? Love one another. If you love and love and love and your love is being rewarded with evil, just be aware that that's rare. And if that happens to you, it's a blessing. Keep loving. Keep loving. And you will be surrounded with love and your heart's desires and your inheritance. If you're going to get going here, today we're going to discuss... I'm just so jacked, guys. I'm so jacked. My Snapchat is on fire, by the way, guys. I went viral on 2 Snapchat accounts a couple years ago. My handle is Powerhouse6666. Powerhouse 6666. That's on Snapchat, and I'm dropping all types of content and wisdom bombs on there. And I'm here with the staff of Moses and the Jesse Tree to bring the scattered back to order, bring the scattered back to sense. The time is now. So today we're going to be discussing the virtues of heaven. The virtues of heaven. This is going to be a shorter podcast. Powerful. Powerful. Okay, so the virtues of heaven. What I'm about to say here. This is to solidify the foundations of your mind. What I'm going to tell you here is to protect your mind from the enemy. When you adopt these words I'm about to tell you into your mind, this is 1,000 times more powerful than the enemy. What that means, when you fill your mind with these words and wisdom, it pushes out other things that aren't serving you, mental distractions of the enemy, subliminal seeds that have been planted into our society by those who exploit humans for profit. Is what it is, bro. Strength is in the mind. In the case of Jesse's, my left hand as well. Okay. And sometimes I'll use the word me or you and our. I like to use the word me because I'm a leader who leads by example. I don't ask anyone to do anything. I don't expect anyone to do anything. I don't do myself. So any words that come out of my mouth have served me and are serving me in how I've been able to get to where I am at this point of life. Thank you to God. God wants me to understand Him on a deep emotional level. Okay, so before, like I said, I've had Jesus since the womb. I used to be scared. Like a year and a half ago, 2 years ago, I was scared to pray. Literally scared. That's because I had the enemy in my mind and the tricks of the enemy is to confuse you. And so having your love answered with evil, your prayers answered with evil, it's very confusing. So for many years, my entire life up until this year, my prayer life was kind of just white belt level, I'll say, or blue belt level, say white belt. But God wants me to understand on an emotional level. If you can understand God on an emotional level and you connect your heart to Him and to Jesus, like Jesus is pulling in my heart right now. God has destroyed my soul and my heart, and now it's being rebuilt, and it's absolutely amazing. Absolutely amazing. So if I can understand Him on an emotional level, every act I do is going to come with more anointing versus if I just did the act on my own without having an emotional connection. It's like a carnal person. Lust, material possessions, gold, right? Versus having an emotional connection to love. And so this is the foundation of understanding how the kingdom operates. For example, one of the tasks I like doing is going around and picking up garbage, because I know God sees what I'm doing. And it might be just a small little thing, but in the spiritual realm, it's big. And now that I know to connect emotionally to this piece of garbage I'm picking up and putting in the trash bin, I'm getting more anointing from God. Because I'm leading by example, I have an emotional connection. And these things in the carnal world, in the 3D world, it might be seem very small, very easy. That's why I like Christianity, because it's pretty easy, to be honest. But in the spiritual realm, man, it's huge. Huge. You have no idea how huge it is. God sees everything. My inheritance is in relation to living out the Bible. Must be a doer. And remember, the powerhouse method is about manifesting destiny. It's it. Everything, I don't get it. Everything always comes back to manifesting destiny that comes out of my mouth and into your ears. So if you don't understand or whatever, you have faith and keep moving forward to the Jesse tree, because your inheritance is in relation to living out the Bible. It's all to manifest destiny. So the first 8 minutes here, I've given something so small, like, but if you can implement understanding God emotionally while you live out the Bible and you're a doer, your inheritance is going to come sooner. That's what I'm saying. I'm a CPA, time value of money. I'm produced on results. I want you to grow and develop, reach your salvation faster, as fast as possible. And I've covered this before, but in Christianity, it's not about how long you've been a Christian. It's about your spiritual age, your spiritual growth. So if you can connect emotionally to, if you can connect emotionally to God's kingdom while you're doing, your inheritance, your spiritual age is going to happen sooner than later. And you want this, because nobody knows how much time we have. Okay, so Satan, I want to talk about the enemy now. Satan is childish and petty. Childish and petty. Petty, 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 petty. You just love, 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 love. Continue to love, love, love. Now, meekness, I've covered meekness before. Meekness, you have to be bold, and so that's what's happening to me this year. The boldness is coming out of me, because I have to. My spiritual goal is to master meekness by the end of this year, and I will do that by being bold. Being passive is not the way. You, as a Christian, are not a punching bag for Satan or for any person at all. You are commanded by the Lord Himself to repel any force put onto you by another person. And you are lawfully operating within the law, within God's will, by repelling force that another person or process is putting on to you. And that includes playing mental tricks and a manipulation against you. Now, I'm going to talk about understanding heaven. Understanding heaven. Complaining is a sin. When you complain, you're creating negative karma. You're building negative spiritual currency. It's pushing God and your inheritance away from you. Remember, God has all resources. When I say your inheritance means all the blessings that God has in store for you, the creator and controller of all resources in the universe. They're there to be unlocked for you. Every single person, but you have to activate them. These codes that I'm giving you to the matrix to unlock your inheritance and your heart's desires. So when you complain, it's a sin. There's always something going on. Now, communicating a problem and complaining are two different things. God doesn't like complaining. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. Must be aware of my words. Complaining complicates situations. And I had no idea how powerful words are, because I'm an athlete, a professional fighter. I prefer to take things physical. For 30 years of my life, my motto was hit hard, talk later. I'd rather not talk and just produce through results and actions, but we all have to grow. We have to adapt like the coyote to survive and to manifest destiny. Lock my tongue so God delivers me with his hand. Yeah, and so why God doesn't like complaining, speaking less, because his hand will deliver you. And what that means is his plan. He will just do things in your life. And then you're, that's God's hand. Okay, boom, I move forward. And so when God pushes you forward, that's the voice of God speaking to you. This is something you want. And when you recognize a godly encounter, a godly message, you want to praise God. Thank you. Like, thank you, God, for giving us this piece of tool, the Spotify podcast, to spread the word out to all humans across the world. How powerful is that? Praise God. So when I feel that this is something I got to work on, and I just made the mistake yesterday, and I was just talking to another wise man about this today. When I feel the urge to vent, put that vent in a vault. Something I'm going to work on is just holding back what I'm personally doing. But I'm just so happy and excited all the time. I just want to tell everyone all the good things that happening in my life, all the good things that God's doing for me. I operate through transparency. I come from a place of abundance. When you come to God, come boldly. Remember, he likes it. You can wholly harass God. I've covered this before. When you come to him, I expect this. God, show me. And if you're a Gentile or a heathen, go find Jesus, man. Jesus loves you the way you are. Find him. Ask for him. He will come to you. If you just, for 30 days, God, send me Jesus. Where is Jesus? Where? Jesus, now. I command you. Now, Jesus. And it will appear to you. It will appear to you. And you want to find someone, myself, to give you the prayer of salvation. I'm a CPA. When it comes to speaking numerically, I command space. And I'm conditioned to defend space and territory. When you accept the prayer of salvation, a 1-minute blessed prayer from anointed person, you receive 33% energy to your aura buffer. Plus, you've now just had access to an infinite amount of blessings on the Christian menu, dude. There's nowhere else in life this exists. Smarten up, sort yourself out, contact me for the prayer of salvation. And if you've already accepted the prayer of salvation, just accept it again. Any chance you get to renew your vows with Jesus Christ, do it. It's a free energy buffer, man. It's a free, and you're coming boldly. Yeah, I'm a Christian. Yeah, I've been baptized. I want the prayer of salvation every week. Any chance I can get to the prayer of salvation, I want it. And I've renewed my vows with Jesus Christ a couple months ago, and I instantly felt the replenishment of energy into my soul. It's absolutely amazing. Praise God. Continuous attendance in church makes me a powerful person. There's no chance I miss church. Going to church comes before everything in my life. I'm at church Sunday, Monday prayer group, and Thursday. I will always be there for the rest of my life. That will not change. That is where my life begins, plantation. Because I know as a champion, consistency is what's going to yield you. Consistency, plantation, is what's going to unlock my heart's desires. That's what's going to make me grow and develop. That's going to solve all my problems. And don't vent about my issues. Remember, venting, don't vent about your issues. Communicate your issues to someone who maybe can help you or just be heard. And I communicated some of my issues today, and then I got some gems from a wise man today. And he told me just to keep loving, and that me being my love being rewarded for evil is rare. Boom, just keep loving. And so keep my issues to yourself. You want to keep your issues to yourself. Complainers displease the Lord. If I want to do well in Christianity, I've got to hold my tongue. And this is going to help me be meek. And it's hard. I mean, it is hard because there's this fine balance between being bold, defending your territory, consecrating space, and being peaceful. Now, I'm going to go over some facts of heaven. Heaven is a real place that's more powerful and glorious than earth. In the earth realm, the 3D realm, heaven is where you have peace, power, joy, happiness. And your utopia is everything is content. And that's what you're trying to get to. And if you get to that place where you're peaceful, powerful, joyful, you're gracious, you're surrounded by a good community, that's heaven. But in the spiritual world, heaven is a real place more powerful and glorious than earth. The more obedient I am, the more territory I get in heaven. God gives, like I'm an earth angel, God gives people different responsibilities. And the more obedient you are, the more space you'll take in the spiritual world in heaven. Joyful Christian is deep in the heaven realm. That's me, right? I'm deep in the heaven realm. The closer I get to the throne, the more joy. And I've got so much joy, and I've always had that. So that's what's coming through my message here. As I get more territory, more joy. When I have more joy, I'm powerful. People get jealous of overflowing joy. And I want to talk about power for a second. Like, I have overflowing joy, and I have my entire life. Now, with power, and things, I don't even want power. I don't want to be a leader. I don't want to be a boss. But you know what? The world needs powerful, responsible people. Every group needs a leader. And so, is what it is. And not everyone is able to. With power comes responsibility, and the Lord will test you. If you abuse your power, you will be humbled. I don't even want power, and that's why I'm exalted. People will hate me and plot against me. And that's what happens to me. And it's just sad, but these are debased humans. The highest form of human experience is joy. And I just feel Jesus in my heart right now. I could feel my heart connected to this podcast. It's praise God. When I have high joy, I've won life. And I've won life, and that's why I'm so happy. I've been matrix free for 10 years. I'm a successful businessman after 10 years. My joy must make people annoyed and envious of me, and it does. I never really understood why, but it's because people are jealous and annoyed with my joy, because what it does, it's the light. That's a form. Joy is a form of light. And what it does, it goes into people around you. And what it does is their negative purity, because joy, which is light, is 1,000 times more powerful than evil. And so when someone with their negative purity is around someone such as me, just flooded with joy, my power, which is 1,000 times more power than their negative purity, flows into their aura. And this is a process of transversing your energy. And some people fight it because they try to control everything, but letting go and having faith and flowing with the water and flow downstream with the water is way better than trying to go upstream against God. You will not win. You will be humbled, right? So, but yeah, I'm at a point in my life where I don't want anyone being annoyed or envious of me. And if you are, that's okay. You just keep it at distance. I don't want it anywhere close to me. So as I continue to progress and have more protection and more anointing, these people are going to protect me, Jesse McDougal, leader of the millennials, against jealous and envious people. So I won't even have to do anything. And that's why I've always said for quite some time, it's not the smartest thing to do to mess with me. It's because I'm one of God's people, and it's not necessarily what I'm going to do, and you need to be concerned what I'm going to do, but it's what other people are going to do, what God's will is going to do to protect one of his people, bro. And I'm an anointed leader. I was anointed many years ago. So if you're suffering tribulations for 10 days, rejoice, because you are being trained. It's going to be hard, but your persecution is going to serve you, and it's going to expand God's kingdom, and you are chosen. You need to be grateful for your persecutions. You need to be grateful to be deceived, because you're going to get to learn these lessons, and you're going to live maximize the human experience. Christianity is a real life video game, except you get to manifest tangible things, not false things in a video game. And I want to be a bubbly Christian. Like, I'm just so happy all the time. Bubbly Christian. That's just me. And I only get into heaven by repenting. So for decades, dude, I've known this for decades. Repent. All I did in Christianity for, I don't know, so long, read the word and repent. Because I learned the mechanic of repenting is how everything comes through you. This morning, My Lord, my God, please take power of this podcast. Take power of this prayer. Grace us with your presence, my Lord. My Lord, please forgive me. Please forgive me of all past sins, all past transgressions. Cleanse me with your soul. Cleanse me with your power. Cleanse me with your holy water so my energy can be used to expand your kingdom. Praise God. Repeat on the way to church. I'm going to the gates of heaven. 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 Heaven is a spiritual location. And I was called. Called to my location. God places you. God will remove people in and out of your life. God changes people's schedules to fit in or to be pushed out of your life. And it's absolutely amazing once you can see this stuff happening, once you learn the different voices of God. Now, dishonoring destroys the kingdom of God. And the kingdom of God is a kingdom of honor. Dishonor, bro, is destruction. Dishonoring anything is not something you want to do. It will not serve you. You will be wise to heed the wisdom that I just dropped upon you. Do not dishonor anyone, anything, by any shape or form whatsoever. Dishonor will not serve you. Dishonor will not bring you blessings. Dishonor will bring you chaos and destruction. Tower moments of destruction after destruction. And the thing is, I was having a conversation with a heathen, and I was like, dude, you don't have to honor me, but I'm not going to allow you to dishonor me and accept that into my space. Every human has a right to repel force put onto them. And if I, and you're acting lawfully by doing so, and God commands you to not allow anyone to dishonor you. And, you know, something as serious as dishonoring someone or something, the amount of work you're going to have to do, like you push out dishonoring, you accrue negative currency, negative spiritual currency. Okay? Now, to get rid of that negative currency, because you can repent, prayer, forgiveness prayer like I just did for us, and continue to do good, yeah, and then that currency, that builds you positive currency. But the amount of negative currency from dishonoring is so huge, you're going to have to do like 3 or 4 good things just to get back to balance. So I'm just saying, if you want to avoid pitfalls, which you do, don't dishonor. To be strong on earth, I need to be strong in heaven. And I, you know, I'm coming from like multiple generations here of Christianity. So I'm strong in heaven, apparently. And I'm just learning this, guys. I'm just learning every day. Christianity is a journey that never ends. And so I'm already strong on earth as a human, one individual person, because I'm strong in heaven. And to become strong on earth, a leader of the millennials, right? Doer gets more territory in heaven. Like when I pick up garbage, when you pick up garbage, you just walk by and see it. It's like, yeah, but what are you going to do about it? How many times can a man look and turn his head, bro? Pick up the garbage. Boom. You just gain territory in the spiritual realm, bro. Now Satan, boom, backing him up from something as simple as picking up one piece of garbage. It's hilarious. It's so easy. Blessings are generated in heaven and then released, okay? So you build up your karma, spiritual currency, spiritual currency, and then once the pot of gold for wherever you're at in your phase, and then boom, it's released. Boom, comes into manifest in the real world, okay? God has all resources. All resources exist in heaven. He's the controller of all the universe, dude. Heaven is an infinite place of purity. There's no darkness. No iniquity in heaven, unlike this 3D world surrounded by. An unsaved person has no access to heaven. And that's what I'm like, what, you don't want access to heaven? Man, enemies got you confused, bro. Smarten up, sort yourself out, take power. Take your power back, bro. If you're not saved, if you haven't accepted the prayer of salvation, you do not have access to heaven. You don't. And having access to heaven is something you want, beyond a reasonable doubt whatsoever. And anyone who says otherwise is a fool, and you're contained to another audience of people that I'm not really, you know, going to be targeting at this point. Heaven is iron over my head. Be sure of my salvation. Heaven is where angels of God reside. We can use angels to our disposal. I just learned this, guys, okay? So I'm about to give you a powerful, powerful ability. Powerful. Did you know? Did you know? Once you accept the prayer of salvation, now you have access to heaven. Under covenant. I'm talking covenant. You have angels, man. Angels at your disposal. And there's different kinds of angels, man. Angels live in heaven, but they are here on earth. They're here on earth because I can recognize them. They're starting to reveal themselves to me. However, I can recognize demonic entities quickly. So if there's demonic entities, there's also angels. Angels don't always reveal themselves. I'm one of those angels. I don't want fame. I don't want to be in the spotlight, but someone's got to. Shine bright like a diamond. God created angels to help us. We have power to command angels, bro. Do you hear what I just said? When you accept the 1 minute prayer of salvation, you have the power to command angels, dude. Like, this is amazing. Praise God. Angels, I can use them for a purpose. Right? You can use angels for a purpose. And when you're during prayers, I release angels now. I release warfare angels. I release prosperity angels. Like a warfare angel, Michael, Gabriel, they will protect you. It's not always, you know, attacking, but you're going to have to attack the enemy to push him back, to make him run away from you so you can consecrate the space. But yeah, I release angels. And there's prosperity angels. Angels come to assist in our lives. Use the angels. Command them. And this is new for me. I want to know how to do this more. I want to improve my prayer life, bro. When your prayer life improves, oh. And then you can send angels on a mission. Send it. Send it. Right? Boom. Send the angels on a mission. Especially things that are out of your control, situations that you want to come to pass, that you've transferred into the hands of God and you have faith. Send the angels. They're only going to help you. Remember, God is not a God of confusion. If you're confused and you're having ricocheting effects on what you think is happening, that means you got to keep going and you're just pushing the enemy back. And the enemy is going to attack. He's going to cause confusion and conflict in your life. But they all have a breaking point. And remember, the devil is not even close to power as God. God is 1,000 times more powerful, man. I'm a CPA. Heed the wisdom, the truth bombs I'm dropping here, bruh. Angels can also come and give me guidance. It's up to me to invoke the angels, though. Release angels in my prayer. It's a part of obedience using angels. I didn't know that. Remember, through obedience comes your anointing. Through obedience comes your power. Through obedience comes all your heart's desires. And so part of obedience is using angels. Praise God. This is so fun. Using angels gets me deeper in heaven. Deep, deep, deep into heaven. Deep into heaven. Use the angels. God has given me his army of angels to use.
What? Like, are you serious right now?
Right. Amazing. So Powerhouse Method, I'm building the digital terracotta army. Oh, angels of the terracotta army. Praise God. You shall be destroyed for your lack of knowledge. Man, your lack of knowledge is going to crush you. Your lack of knowledge is going to keep you prideful. Your lack of knowledge is hardened heart. Your lack of knowledge is going to cut you off of all your blessings, dude. Knowledge, you want it. God releases blessings at the end of service. Oh yeah, that's one of God's his order. So God gives you anointing. Like, I went to church today. Boom, I can feel the anointing coming in my heart and my mind, and I stay till the end because that's when God releases his blessings to you that you may or may not know about that are happening to you, but God has a plan for you bigger than you can see. And we have a pretty good true fans audience here, so have faith and realize you're nothing. I'm nothing. I'm a blade of grass. Okay? Boom. Trust in God. Just keep doing good. Heaven is a place of infinite peace. Infinite peace. And me as a landlord, I'm having to fight the last 3 years for my peace. I had peace in my life. I'm having to fight to get my peace back. Once I reach it, I will be in 3D heaven. Heaven on earth. And I'm grateful to live in West Vancouver. And I literally live on heaven on earth. So now it's to build my community, serve God, expand his kingdom. Don't take any pharmaceutical pills. I need Holy Ghost to heal my mind during service, and that's what's happening to me. Peace is important and valuable. Peace is a part of my inheritance, man. Having peace of mind, having a peaceful life, shit. You want peace over material possessions, bro. God has infinite power. Use Him. Use Him through the angels. Fasting power gives me more obedience, which gives me more territory in heaven. I am a fasting machine. So that's it I have here for the notes, guys. 35 minutes went longer than I thought. So we're going to wrap it up here. My audience here is for North Vancouver, West Vancouver. Thursday nights at the shipyards. Thursday afternoon starting at 3:30. I'm a CPA. Part of my job is to support the public interest. I'll be there 3:30, donating my time for humanity. So you want some questions, answers, whatever you need help, I'm here to help you. I'm the support of public interest. It's a confusing time. It's a scary place. But you're safe with Jesse. There's infinite hugs, infinite blessings, infinite wisdom, infinite results at the Jesse Tree. But you got to come to me. Thursdays, the shipyard starting at 3:30, 4:30, starting self-defense. Self-defense from one of pioneer of mixed martial arts in this country, one of the best athletes of my generation, pound for pound fighter on this earth, beyond a reasonable doubt whatsoever. Followed by 5:30 Outlaw Love Songs and a performance I'm calling Somewhere Between Heaven and Hell, 60-minute acoustic performance from me. Holy Spirit flows through me as I perform these songs. And it's so much fun, praise God. And the effect I have on people is amazing. I'm doing this to draw people to church, 7 to 10, Advanced Christianity. This is where you experience rapid growth in a living ministry from the highest most. All your answers, all your deliverance is at Pastor Christian's on Thursday nights from 7 to 10. Let's wrap this up with the prayer. Let's wrap this up with the prayer. My Lord, my God, thank you for bringing us together. Thank you for pulling people towards me. Thank you for anointing us. Thank you for showing us the way. Thank you for giving us technology to spread this word. Spread this word, my Lord. Bless us all. Bless us all. Bless us all. Protect us all. Save those souls who hear thy word who have not accepted the prayer of salvation. I command angels to send me hordes of humans, hordes of souls to the shipyards. Every person listening to this is commanded through the angels. I command all angels of heaven to have every person hearing this message contact me on an individual basis. In the name of Jesus Christ and the blood of Jesus Christ, I anoint this space. I consecrate this spiritual space of heaven and this 3D world. Send us the souls. Deliver us our souls. Protect us, my Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen. Have a great week. Take care. Comb your hair.